Mayor Sotheby. Mr. Mayor, right. Cameron Sotheby lived across the street from Rory and Norman. They'd been neighbors for 9 years. So, what can I do to help you? What can you do to help me? Rory told him the situation wasn't clear yet. There might be a lot of reporters. If she could figure out some way to send them over, she would. Do that. We eat them alive. He swiveled around and looked out the glass wall over the city, 200 feet below. City of Trees was becoming an embarrassment. City of high-rise parking lots wouldn't help real estate values, though. Seriously, keep me in mind, Rory. You know our university liaison, June Clearwater? She didn't, but read him off the public information name that Washington had given her. Preachy, the prick, Sotheby thought, remembering his grandstanding over a little assembly permit. I'll get them in touch with each other, he said. It was his day for Italians. He fingered the card that said WJC 930, Willie Joe Capra, one of his favorite people. He touched the envelope in his side pocket. Rory told him not to get his hopes up about this having any far-reaching effect on the city. It might turn out to be a 7-day wonder. It still could be some subtly arranged hoax. But you said on Cube that you were sure it wasn't a hoax. Sotheby's vision of his town becoming the focus of the world's attention evaporated, replaced by a nightmare of worldwide derision. Rory told him to pick up his shorts. All she meant was that just because she was sure there was no hoax, didn't mean there couldn't be someone smarter than her behind it, second-guessing her suspicions. The straightforward explanation was still the most probable, but... Okay, well, you must have a million things to do. I'll let you go. Mañana.